Respect is not something you demand. It's something you earn by living with integrity, discipline, and self-respect. If any of these habits are part of your life, it's time to remove them. Only then will you earn the respect you truly deserve. Let me be brutally honest with you. Most people will never respect you, no matter how hard you try. You can work your tail off, bend over backward for others, and still get looked down upon. Why? Because respect isn't just about what you do. It's about who you are and the habits you carry with you every single day. And I'll tell you from personal experience, I had to learn this the hard way. I used to think being nice, agreeable, and always available would earn me respect. But in reality, I was just making myself smaller in the eyes of others. The truth is, you'll never be respected unless you cut out the behaviors that undermine your worth. I remember being stuck in this loop, wondering why people didn't take me seriously, why I was always the one left behind. It wasn't until I started removing these toxic habits, like constantly making excuses or seeking validation, that things started to change. Respect didn't come overnight, but the moment I stopped caring about pleasing others and started respecting myself, the world around me shifted. And here's the deep message. Respect doesn't come from others. It starts within. If you don't demand more from yourself, no one else will. It's time to face the truth and remove these habits from your life once and for all. Only then will you command the respect you deserve. Habit number one, always making excuses. Let me be real with you. Making excuses is the fastest way to guarantee you'll never be respected. I know, we all do it. You might think your excuse is perfectly legitimate, that it's not your fault something went wrong. Maybe it was the traffic, or your co-worker didn't give you the information on time, or hey, life just happens, right? But here's the hard truth. Nobody cares about your excuses. People respect results, not reasons. I remember a time in my life when I was full of excuses. I'd always show up late, blaming it on traffic or some random event that just happened. I thought as long as I had a reason, it was fine. But eventually, I noticed something. It didn't matter how valid the excuse was. People started to see me as unreliable. Friends didn't trust me to show up on time. My boss stopped giving me important projects, and even my family subtly stopped relying on me. I was losing respect left and right, and I couldn't figure out why. The truth is, excuses don't make you look responsible. They make you look weak. They show that you're not in control of your life. And let me tell you, nothing kills respect faster than showing people you're not in control. Whether you're late because you overslept or because of traffic, the end result is the same. You weren't where you were supposed to be, and that's on you. When I finally realized this, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was the problem, not the world around me. I was letting myself off the hook and expecting people to just accept my excuses. But let me tell you something that's both freeing and harsh. The world doesn't owe you anything. People respect accountability, not deflection. I remember once after showing up late again and giving my usual traffic excuse, someone said, "Well, why didn't you leave earlier?" That stung, but you know what? They were right. And that's when it clicked for me. Every time I made an excuse, I was essentially saying, "I'm not responsible for my own life." How could I expect anyone to respect that? Here's where the deep message comes in. Excuses aren't just words. They're a mindset. They keep you locked in a victim mentality, always blaming outside factors for your failures. But the moment you take responsibility, everything changes. When I stopped making excuses and started owning my mistakes, something incredible happened. People started to trust me again. It was like they could see the shift in my mindset. And they respected me for it. No more excuses. If I messed up, I owned it. If I was late, I apologized without any traffic stories. And here's the funny thing, people are a lot more forgiving when you don't try to weasel your way out with excuses. They can respect someone who says, "Yeah, that was my bad. I'll do better next time," far more than someone who keeps pointing the finger at circumstances. It's not about perfection, it's about responsibility. The deep takeaway here is this: you have to stop lying to yourself before you can expect others to respect you. Every time you make an excuse, you're reinforcing the idea that you're not in control of your life. And if you don't believe you have control, why should anyone else believe in you? Respect is built on reliability, accountability, and self-respect. If you keep hiding behind excuses, people will see right through it, and you'll never earn the respect you want. So, next time you feel an excuse creeping up, catch yourself. Take a breath, own the situation, and move forward. It's a hard habit to break, but once you stop making excuses, you'll be surprised how much more respect you'll command from the people around you and from yourself. 2. Being lazy. If you're lazy, let me tell you this. Nobody will ever respect you, and honestly, they shouldn't. I know, that sounds harsh, but it's the truth. You can have all the potential in the world, all the talent, all the dreams, but if you sit around doing nothing, none of it matters. People don't respect potential, they respect action. And laziness? It's the ultimate sign of wasted potential. I used to think I could coast by on my talent. I was the kind of person who could get away with doing the bare minimum because I was smart enough to get decent results without really trying. But you know what? No one respected me for that. Sure, people might have said, "Oh, he's capable." But deep down, they didn't take me seriously. Why? Because laziness isn't a lack of ability. It's a lack of effort, and effort is what earns respect. I remember one specific moment when this hit me hard. I was working on a group project, and everyone had put in the work except me. I figured I could just show up, contribute a little here and there, and let the others handle the bulk of it. But when we presented, everyone's efforts were obvious, except mine. And the looks I got afterward, the subtle but unmistakable disappointment, made it clear. I had lost their respect. I didn't just let them down, I let myself down. It wasn't even about the project. It was about the fact that I wasn't pulling my weight. People could see it, and they lost respect for me, plain and simple. The thing about laziness is that it's incredibly visible. You might think people don't notice when you're slacking off, but they do. They notice when you're not pulling your weight, when you're cutting corners, or when you're avoiding hard work. And the worst part? It's contagious. Laziness drags other people down with you. They stop expecting much from you. And that's the death of respect right there. When people don't expect you to contribute, to work hard, or to push yourself, they stop seeing you as someone valuable. Here's the deep message. Laziness is a form of self-sabotage. It's not just about being too tired or not motivated. It's a mindset where you convince yourself that you can get by without effort. But the truth is, every time you choose laziness, you're choosing to stay small. You're telling yourself that comfort is more important than growth. And trust me, people respect growth, not comfort. I had to learn this lesson the hard way. I used to think that taking the easy road meant I was being smart, that I could save energy and still get by. But here's what I didn't realize. Success isn't just about talent or intelligence. It's about persistence, hard work, and dedication. The people who are respected are the ones who push through the discomfort, who take on the hard tasks, and who show up even when they don't feel like it. Laziness is the opposite of all that. It shows you're not willing to push yourself. And if you're not willing to do that, why should anyone respect you? You can't hide laziness. It shows up in the way you carry yourself, in how you talk about your work, and in the way you approach challenges. People can tell when you're coasting, They can tell when you're not giving it your all, and it reflects in how they treat you. If you're lazy, don't expect people to trust you with responsibilities. Don't expect them to look to you for leadership. Habit number 3, neglecting your personal appearance. Here's something people won't often tell you. How you present yourself says more about you than you think. And if you're neglecting your personal appearance, don't expect anyone to respect you. I know what you're probably thinking, but isn't it superficial to judge someone based on how they look? Sure, it might sound shallow on the surface, but the truth is, your appearance is a reflection of how much you respect yourself. And if you can't respect yourself, why would anyone else? I used to be one of those people who thought, what does it matter? People should like me for who I am, not what I look like. So I'd roll out of bed, throw on whatever was clean, and show up. I thought I was being real or authentic, but in reality, I was just being lazy. And you know what? It showed. People weren't taking me seriously. I didn't command attention in meetings, and I certainly didn't give off an aura of someone who had it together. One day, I had a wake-up call. I remember walking into an important event wearing wrinkled clothes, hair a mess, and just generally looking like I didn't care. And that's the vibe I gave off. Someone who didn't care. The moment I stepped into the room, I could feel the difference in how people interacted with me. I wasn't taken seriously, and I certainly wasn't treated with respect. Meanwhile, those around me who had put effort into their appearance instantly commanded attention. I realized then that neglecting how I looked wasn't just affecting me. It was affecting how others saw me. I was losing respect before I even opened my mouth. And here's where the deep message comes in. Your personal appearance is a form of non-verbal communication. It tells the world, I respect myself and I take this seriously. When you take care of yourself, when you present yourself in a way that shows effort, people take notice. It's not about wearing expensive clothes or looking like a model. It's about showing that you have enough self-respect to put effort into how you look. That effort signals to others that you take yourself and them seriously. Think about it. When someone shows up disheveled, unkempt, and looking like they just rolled out of bed, what's the first thought that comes to mind? Probably something along the lines of, this person doesn't care. And if you don't care enough to take care of yourself, people subconsciously assume you won't care about your work, your relationships, or your responsibilities. On the flip side, when someone walks into a room well-groomed, confident, and put together, it immediately sets a tone of respect. People are more inclined to listen to you, trust you, and, yes, respect you. I know this might sound harsh, but personal appearance isn't just about vanity. It's about self-respect. It's about showing the world that you value yourself enough to put in the effort. And when you respect yourself, others will follow suit. That's a hard truth I had to learn. After that embarrassing event, I made a conscious decision to change how I presented myself. I started dressing with intention, paying attention to details like grooming and cleanliness. And I can tell you, the change in how people treated me was almost instant. Suddenly, I was being noticed, taken more seriously, and most importantly, I was respecting myself more. The thing is, people will always judge you based on first impressions, whether we like it or not. And those first impressions are heavily influenced by your appearance. If you want respect, you have to look like someone who deserves it. Neglecting your appearance sends the message that you don't care, and if you don't care, neither will anyone else. So here's the bottom line. Taking care of your personal appearance is a form of self-discipline. It's about showing up in the world as the best version of yourself. If you're constantly neglecting your appearance, you're telling people, and yourself, that you don't value who you are. And guess what? They'll believe you. Stop thinking that appearance doesn't matter. It does, and it always will. Respect starts with how you carry yourself, inside and out. So, take that extra time in the morning, put in the effort, and watch how people start to treat you differently. Respect yourself first, and the world will follow. 4. Ignoring boundaries. If there's one thing that will make people lose respect for you faster than you can blink, it's ignoring their boundaries. Boundaries are not optional, they are essential. When you dismiss or overlook them, you're telling people that their feelings, space and comfort don't matter to you. And trust me, that's a surefire way to ensure they'll never respect you. I've learned this lesson the hard way. I used to think that being overly involved in people's lives was a sign of caring. I thought that offering unsolicited advice, pushing my opinions, or constantly checking in was just me being a good friend or a concerned colleague. But here's the reality. It was suffocating. And because I didn't understand or respect other people's boundaries, they didn't respect me in return. It was a tough pill to swallow, but once I realized that respecting boundaries is actually a form of respect itself, everything changed. There was a time when I had a close friend who started pulling away from me, and I couldn't figure out why. I'd call her every day, text her about every little thing, and constantly invite myself into her problems. I thought I was helping, but in reality, I was crossing boundaries without even realizing it. One day, she confronted me and said, "I just need some space. It feels like you don't understand that." It hit me like a brick. I had completely ignored her need for boundaries, and in doing so, I'd lost her trust and respect. Here's the thing, boundaries aren't barriers. They're healthy limits. They're a way for people to protect their mental, emotional, and physical space. When you ignore someone's boundaries, what you're really saying is, "I don't care about your comfort. I care more about my needs." And let's be honest, who's going to respect someone who operates like that? Let's go deeper for a moment. Ignoring boundaries is not just about being pushy. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of respect. Respect isn't just about being polite or kind. It's about recognizing and honoring someone's autonomy. It's about realizing that people are allowed to have space, to say no, and to set limits without you taking it personally. When you respect someone's boundaries, you're acknowledging that they are their own person, with their own needs and limits. And when you can do that, respect naturally follows. I had to learn to step back and let people come to me when they were ready, to give them the space they needed without feeling the need to insert myself into every situation. And here's the funny thing. When I started respecting other people's boundaries, they started respecting me more. Relationships became stronger, more genuine, and I was no longer seen as the person who couldn't take a hint. But ignoring boundaries isn't just about social interactions. It shows up in the workplace too. Maybe you have a coworker who prefers working independently, but you keep pushing them for constant updates or input. Or perhaps you have a boss who values direct communication, but you constantly flood them with unnecessary information, overstepping the boundary of their time. In these situations, you're not just annoying people, you're losing their respect because you're not respecting their time, space, or preferences. Here's the deep truth. Boundaries aren't just about keeping people out. They're about keeping relationships healthy, and healthy relationships are built on mutual respect. If you can't respect someone's boundaries, you can't expect them to respect you either. It's a two-way street. By honoring the limits people set, you're showing them that you value their comfort and autonomy, and that's what builds lasting respect. Think about it like this. Every time you ignore a boundary, you're chipping away at the trust someone has in you. And without trust, there can be no respect. People will start to avoid you, distance themselves, and silently push you out of their lives because they don't feel safe around you. Boundaries are people's way of protecting themselves, and when you trample over them, you're showing a lack of care for their well-being. So, if you want respect, you need to start paying attention to boundaries. Learn to recognize when someone is setting one, whether it's subtle or direct. Don't take it personally. Instead, see it as an opportunity to show them that you respect them as an individual. When you start doing this, you'll find that people will start respecting you more too. They'll trust you. They'll feel safe around you, and they'll value you more because you're someone who understands the importance of personal space and emotional well-being. 5. Taking credit for others' work. Taking credit for someone else's work is one of the quickest ways to lose respect, not just from the person whose effort you stole, but from everyone who witnesses it. It's a dishonest, self-serving habit that will make people distrust you, and once that trust is broken, it's incredibly difficult to rebuild. This habit is not just unethical, it's a surefire way to sabotage your reputation. I've seen this play out firsthand, and I'll be honest, it's something I'm not proud of. Early in my career, I was eager to make a name for myself, to stand out. In a team project, I contributed a fair amount, but one of my colleagues really went above and beyond. When it came time to present the results, I subtly framed my words to make it seem like I had done more of the heavy lifting than I actually had. I didn't flat out lie, but I made sure the spotlight was on me, not the person who deserved it more. At first it felt great. The praise was rolling in, people were impressed, and I was getting the recognition I craved. But here's the thing, people always find out the truth. It wasn't long before my colleague realized what had happened, and soon enough, others did too. The admiration I had basked in quickly turned to skepticism and disappointment. It was a tough lesson. Respect isn't earned through shortcuts. It's earned through integrity, collaboration, and honesty. And that's where the deeper message comes in. Stealing credit isn't just about hurting others, it's about hurting yourself. When you take credit for someone else's work, you're essentially saying, "I don't trust my own abilities enough to stand on my own two feet." It's a reflection of insecurity and fear, not strength. If you're constantly looking to take shortcuts to success, you'll never truly earn the respect of those around you. Respect is rooted in authenticity, something that credit stealing completely undermines. Think about the long-term damage this habit can do. Once people see you as someone who doesn't give credit where it's due, you become known as someone who's only out for themselves. Colleagues will hesitate to collaborate with you, friends won't trust you, and people in general will keep you at arm's length because they know you're not playing fair. I've seen it happen to others as well. I've witnessed talented people lose out on promotions, friendships, and opportunities, all because they developed a reputation for taking credit for others' work. And trust me, once that label sticks, it's hard to shake off. Here's the reality. When you take credit for someone else's efforts, you're not just stealing their work, you're stealing their sense of accomplishment. You're robbing them of the satisfaction that comes from being recognized for their contribution. Imagine how demoralizing that is. We all want to feel valued for our hard work, and when someone takes that away from us, it creates resentment and distrust. In the long run, you're burning bridges you may never be able to rebuild. And let's not forget, taking credit is a form of betrayal. It's telling someone, "I see your effort, but I care more about my own success than acknowledging yours." That's a huge breach of trust. And once trust is broken, respect follows. People aren't naive. They can tell when someone's trying to hog the spotlight. And even if they don't call you out immediately, they'll remember it. Over time, this habit will erode any respect you've built, and you'll find yourself isolated. Now, I'm not saying you should downplay your contributions. If you've worked hard and deserve recognition, own it. But also, give credit where it's due. Celebrate the efforts of those who helped you along the way. In fact, sharing credit doesn't diminish your success, it amplifies it. It shows that you're confident enough in your own abilities to recognize the contributions of others. People respect leaders who lift others up, not those who push others down to get ahead. Here's the deep truth. Success achieved at the expense of others' hard work isn't real success. It's hollow, and over time it will catch up with you. You may think you're winning in the moment, but in the long run, you're losing. True respect comes from lifting others up, from being someone people trust and admire, not because you're perfect, but because you're fair, honest, and willing to share the spotlight. So how do you fix this habit if you've been guilty of it? Start by acknowledging your mistake. If you've taken credit for someone else's work, own up to it. Apologize, give them the recognition they deserve, and make it clear that you value their contributions. Moving forward, make it a point to always give credit where it's due. Not only will this build trust, but it will also show that you're someone with integrity. And integrity, more than anything else, is the foundation of respect. In the end, taking credit for others' work is a sign of insecurity, not strength. It shows that you're more concerned with the appearance of success than the substance of it. But when you give credit, when you lift others up and celebrate their contributions, you're building a reputation as someone who's secure, fair, and deserving of respect. And that's the kind of person people will want to follow, trust, and admire. 6. Being emotionally reactive. Being emotionally reactive is one of the most destructive habits you can have if you want to be respected. It's not just about flying off the handle in a moment of anger, it's about letting your emotions rule your actions, words, and decisions. When people see that you can't control your emotions, they'll never trust you with responsibility, leadership, or even friendship. Why? Because emotional reactivity signals that you're unstable, unpredictable, and frankly, immature. I've been there. There was a time in my life when I was a slave to my emotions. If something upset me, I'd lash out, or I'd sulk for hours. If someone criticized me, I'd immediately get defensive, raising my voice or storming off. Looking back, it's cringeworthy. I thought I was standing up for myself or proving a point, but in reality, I was just showing everyone how little control I had over myself. And that's the kicker. People don't respect someone who can't even govern their own feelings. Think about it. Who do we admire? The person who stays calm under pressure, who can take criticism without losing their cool, who can handle stress without falling apart. That's strength. But when you're emotionally reactive, you're sending the opposite message. You're telling the world that your emotions are in charge, not your rational mind. And people will instinctively steer clear of you because they know that one wrong word or slight inconvenience could set you off. There's a deep message here. Emotional reactivity isn't a sign of passion or care. It's a sign of insecurity. When you're quick to anger, quick to tears, or quick to any extreme emotional response, it's often because you're trying to protect something fragile within yourself. Whether it's your ego, your self-image, or a fear of being hurt. But here's the harsh truth. No one respects fragility when it comes in the form of overreaction. In fact, they'll start to see you as a burden, someone they need to tiptoe around rather than a strong, reliable individual. I once worked with someone who was the textbook definition of emotionally reactive. In meetings, if someone didn't agree with her idea, she'd either lash out defensively or completely shut down. It was like walking on eggshells around her. And as a result, people stopped involving her in important discussions. They didn't trust her to handle feedback maturely. What she didn't realize was that every time she had an emotional outburst, she was burning bridges and losing respect. And the sad part? She was smart and talented, but her emotional instability overshadowed all of that. Here's the kicker. Being emotionally reactive makes you look weak, not strong. You might think you're showing passion, But what you're really showing is a lack of control, and people don't respect someone who can't control themselves. In fact, they start to pity you. Think about the times you've seen someone lose it, yelling, crying, throwing things. Did you respect them in that moment? Probably not. You likely felt embarrassed for them, even if you didn't say it out loud. That's the kind of response you'll provoke if you let your emotions take the wheel. But let's go deeper. Why are we so emotionally reactive? It's often because we feel threatened. Our ego feels bruised, or we feel like we're losing control of a situation, so we lash out to regain that sense of power. But true power isn't in the outburst. It's in maintaining your composure when everything around you is falling apart. When you can stay calm, even in the face of criticism, stress, or confrontation, people will see you as someone with real strength. And that's where respect comes in. The Stoics were masters of emotional control. They believed that while we can't control external events, we can always control our internal response. And that's the key. Your response is your power. You can choose to react emotionally, or you can choose to stay grounded. When you stay grounded, you not only gain respect, but you also gain control over the situation itself. Because when you're calm, you think clearly. You make better decisions. You don't say things you'll regret later. You don't burn bridges. You maintain your dignity. There's a personal moment I'll never forget. I was once in a heated argument with a close friend. Things were escalating quickly, and I was on the verge of losing it. But something in me clicked. I realized that if I let my emotions take over, I'd ruin the friendship for good. So I took a deep breath, stepped back, and calmed down. I didn't shout. I didn't retaliate. Instead, I listened. And because of that, we were able to have a real conversation and resolve the issue. If I had reacted emotionally, I would have lost someone important in my life. Respect isn't something you can demand. It's something you earn by living with integrity and self-discipline. These toxic habits we've discussed slowly erode respect until you wake up wondering why people don't take you seriously. It doesn't matter how talented or smart you are. If you're constantly making excuses, being lazy, or losing control of your emotions, you undermine yourself. Think about the people you admire. They aren't perfect, but they're consistent, responsible, and composed. They don't blame others or crumble under pressure. If you want respect, start by respecting yourself enough to eliminate the habits that are holding you back.